Did you lose some serious cash on the roller coaster ride of Bitcoin? Maybe you rode the wrong wave on the last Reddit stock meme. Now's the time to look for your next return on investment and stack cash with something you may have in your toy box. I'm talking about those little plastic bricks that you can turn into gold. You know, Legos, streaming from North Carolina to around the world and right into your ears. It's the Brick Finds and Flip Show at BrickFlips.com, the show where Lego investing and reselling come together to help you make some serious do-re-mi. This episode originally aired as a video on our YouTube channel, Lego Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Now, here's your host, the Lego Investing Ninja, Jeremy Stark.
Hi, this is Jeremy Stark here with Brick Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com. Welcome to the show today, and today we are going to just look at three sets that I am targeting to purchase by the end of this year, or before they actually run out of inventory at some of the retailers that they're available at. You know, if you guys don't know, retired sets are really something that most people who are investing in Lego kind of try to focus on as far as what they should add to their kind of inventory portfolio, so to speak. And after it retires, the price does go up for a lot of the sets, actually most of the sets. And some of them do well and some of them do really well. And some of them are just, you know, have the kind of the average curve. So being an investor, you always want to find where you can find the best deals possible in the shortest amount of time. Before we get started though, and if you listen to us on our podcast, if you could leave us a positive review on, you know, to give us some feedback about our show. Now that we get that out of the way, let's get right into it. All right, so I wanted to just let you guys know, if you wanted to grab this sheet, this is just a sheet I put together. It's got basically a list that's compiled of all the different sources of retirement, and I just put it all in a nice spreadsheet. You know, it's got links to all the stores and gives you a little bit more information. It's a little bit easier if you're going to kind of track things and kind of do with it you want. You can get that at brickflips.com/retire. Again, that's brickflips.com/retire. So for today, we're gonna go over three sets that I'm looking at myself to grab before these go out of stock in a lot of the stores. The first set is probably one that a lot of people who are investors have on their list already, but I do want to point out a few things with this set. And this is the Gingerbread House set. This is set number 10267, and it's a really nice set. I mean, the reason why I like this set so much is because it is a Christmas themed set, and a lot of times these sets do really well around the Christmas time. But when I was looking at some of the research, you know, some of the data for this, you know, I noticed that even outside of the holiday, that, you know, these are really, you know, still popular sets, and people are still purchasing them all year round. But obviously, these are really good because they, a lot of people, including myself, actually, I have like a winter village, and we'll get together with the family and build some of these sets during, you know, the time to display them. And you can even put trains and stuff, everything in there for it that they do have for the winter village. So these are very popular with, you know, just people who are into Lego, as well as anybody who like is, you know, wants to create that Christmas village. This is, you know, one of the good sets. And, you know, I looked at a couple other ones that are just to get an idea. Now, this one is the Winter Village. Now, this one obviously came out quite some time ago. This was in 2014, I think, when this actually retired. So this is out for a while. So, and again, you know, this is like a past. This one is pretty close to the piece count, at least. It's just, you know, the popularity of it is just great. I mean, now I don't know in the same amount of time if you're going to get the same price for, you know, as 5/20/24. But I mean, if you had purchased that set before and you were holding it till now, I mean, it's a 340% ROI. Not necessarily that huge for, I mean, what is that, 7 years? I mean, that's not really that great. What I like about these things is that you don't have to hold on to it for too long. You know, this can be one of those things where you can sell it the year after that it retires. Maybe make, you know, I think if you got it for $89, you know, or even at full price, you know, it's still a pretty decent ROI for if you held on to it for, you know, maybe, you know, if you can get this in January. Sometimes there might be some inventory in January, but I don't know. It's in 2021 right now, the supply of everything is kind of limited, you know, with everything going on. So who knows, you know, how much supply there is going to be of this. Here's another set too that just wanted to show you. This one just came out in 2021, but what I like about it is look at the rank of this even throughout the, you know, the summer and holiday. I mean, that's really good for these type of sets. This one, I have a bunch. I'm probably going to order a few more before, maybe wait to see if I can get it on Lego for some double points or, you know, somewhere around there to kind of stack a few things here and there. Either way, it's right now, I know it is available on Amazon. And like I said, with the way that things are with the supply of everything, you know, I'm not sure how much is going to be out there with it. So just be aware of that. So number two on the list is we are going to go into the Duplo sets right here. And this is set number 10894. It is the Toy Story train. A couple of things with this. The movie for Toy Story, you know, as you know, there's been four movies with Toy Story. And there are rumors that there's going to come out with another Toy Story 5. You know, they said number four was supposed to be the last one. But who knows? I mean, you know, it's Disney, so you never know with this. But they did say that it was going to be out. Another movie is going to be out possibly in 2023. But that could be, you know, who knows? You know, there's no actual release for this, so things could change with that. But what I like about the Toy Story is that, you know, it's one of those things that it just seems to always do really well. If you have some other Legos with Toy Story, those do really well. But what I like about this too is that, you know, if you notice here, this comes out for 2-year-old toy. So for a 2-year-old, this is coming out, and somebody types in, these are the things that people type in Amazon. This actually comes up for that. Boy train is always a big one that comes up, and just everybody knows this, you know, everybody knows Toy Story. So it's a film that's been around, and even if it doesn't come up with another movie, it's still going to be, you know, a popular theme for a lot of people as they get older, because, you know, these have been around for such a long time, and, you know, it's just one of those things. I actually like the Duplo you know, series. It's one of those sets that it's one of those themes that a lot of investors don't really look at. I don't know a lot of folks collecting the Duplos, but I always scoop these up when I see them on clearance. You know, if there's some popular ones that I know that may do well, I do grab some of them. This one I really liked a lot just because it has a tie-in with the movie of Toy Story and train, which is very popular search term and keywords. If you ever follow any of the stuff I do, I love the keywords and looking at all that data. But one of the things I just want you to note too is that the timing of the video, this is actually said that it's retired. Although if you go on Lego.com right now, it doesn't say retired product. It says just sold out. But if you take a look on a brick set, they actually snuck in this new field in here where it says retired on. They said that it retired on July 31st. I don't know. It's with these retired lists. Like, nobody knows until it's really official on Lego.com. You can't really say for certain. You know, like I said, they could do another production of this. Either way, I just want to let you know that. Another note too is that if you have a business account, you can actually get this for $15.79 if you buy 3 units or more. When I had to order this, I had some trouble going on here, so you might have to use the chat. I had to go through the chat, and they were able to give me that price in there for a number of units that I wanted. So just be aware of that. You know, this it's one of those things that, you know, you can't find this anywhere else. So Amazon might, it seems like it's the only place as of right now. Who knows? They could, you know, could show up at another retailer or even Lego.com, but just be aware, this is one of those ones that is kind of on the list, and maybe they're just, the inventory is just starting to dwindle down at this point. All right, and the final set that we're going to go over, this one's a big set. This one is Minecraft. It is set number, the Creeper Mines 21155, and this is a really big box. It's a very big set. But it is, I think it's a fantastic theme. I'm going to do a video on just the Minecraft theme. So when it's ready, you'll see a card up there with all that information. You know, as far as a set, this is fantastic as far as an investment. I really love the Minecraft. They appreciate very well in a lot of different, it seems all throughout the years, a huge popularity of it. You ask my daughters, you ask any kid on the street, they're going to know what Minecraft, all the way from like, maybe like, I think like seven, all the way up to like almost teenagers are still playing the Minecraft game because they grew up with it. So they're still playing it. So this is a theme that I think is really, it's really a good theme. It's always does well during quarter four. My sales of Minecrafts for the past, you know, 6-7 years that I've been collecting them, has been through the roof with Minecraft, in not even just Legos, like other Minecraft stuff as well that I've sold in the past. But Minecraft Lego does really, really well. This is a really cool set. I like this. You don't see, at the timing of this video, I'm not seeing a lot of these out there. I think it's only on Amazon that you can find this. Maybe you can get it at like Kohl's or some other retailers might have a limited supply of it, but these are really dwindling down as far as finding these. You know, you might be able to find it at the Lego store, at your own Lego store, but right now I see it on Amazon. It's it is full price for it, the $79.99 at the timing of this video. So, you know, maybe you can find it a little bit cheaper somewhere else. But this one is definitely one that's going to retire. I see this one, you know, and this is one of the ones where I'm usually a collector where I have it. I try to sell everything within 2 to 3 years, but sometimes I actually don't mind selling the Minecraft ones a little bit sooner just for a little bit of a cash flow. If I were to sell this next year at $225, I'd be really happy with a return on investment of 125% for, you know, let's say, you know, 12 months where, you know, maybe I pick this up now and, you know, I hold it until, you know, next year. So a year out, maybe that's probably what it's going to get. Maybe a little bit more. Who knows? Maybe 250. I don't know. It's kind of one of those guessing games, you know, when you're trying to project everything out there. But I like these for the cash flow. I do sell these a little bit sooner than some of the other sets that I do have because I think the popularity of this is, you know, I always try to get it when it's at the peak. Hopefully, you guys get an idea of like some of the things that I look at when I'm looking at certain sets and retired sets. Is I'm always looking at keywords, I'm looking at the timing of selling everything, I'm looking at the ranking of things, the pricing, the availability. All those things really factor into when you're going to try to find a set that's retired. And everybody is starting at a different level, so if you're not at this level as far as doing that, pick up a couple of sets, you know, like try the Toy Story one. That's a, you know, it's like, it's not that expensive. It's on $79.99. But, you know, for $20, you know, maybe $100, you get five of them or something to start out. But really, it's you want to look at all those things, all the data points before you actually make a decision. And if you're listening to us on a podcast, or if you haven't, if you don't even know we have a podcast, take a look at our podcast and leave us a positive review on wherever streaming channel that you're listening to us on. Well, I'll see you guys in the next show.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brick Finds and Flip Show. Listen to us on all the major platforms. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a positive review. If we get enough love, maybe Elon Musk will tweet about this next investment wave. Check out our latest Lego investing articles on brickflips.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel at brickflips.com/YouTube. Any interest on being on the show or want to advertise with us? Reach out by email to podcast@brickflips.com. See you for the next Lego flip.